أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to us the incident when Ibrahim alayhi salam approached the false gods, the idols, and he struck them, breaking them and causing them to fall to the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said how the people had decided to burn him. Allah azza wa jal saved Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam then migrated from his people and he left his community. He went to the land of Sham. He made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him with a son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with his first son from Hajar alayhi salam, whose name was Ismail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 102 of Surah As-Safat says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. When this young boy, Ismail alayhi salam, when he reached an age where he could work with his father. So he reached an age now where he was a bit older, he was no longer an infant or a toddler. According to some Mufassirin, he was now 13 years old. According to some others, he had reached the age of puberty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not specified the age. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said he had reached an age where he could now help his father, work with his father, go out with his father. And that is such a wonderful age. That is the age that you look forward to. You can't wait for that day when your child can now assist you, help you. Your child can now take over certain responsibilities and your child can go out with you. So it is that wonderful age that every father waits for and desires for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at this point and at this time when Ibrahim alayhi salam was so closely attached to his son Ismail, قال, he came up to his son, 13-year-old boy, and he said to him, Ya bunayya, inni ara fil manam anni adbahuka. O my little son, certainly I have seen in the dream that I am slaughtering you. I had this dream, and according to some narrations, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not have the dream only once, but for three consecutive nights he had the dream wherein he had seen himself slaughtering this son of his. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, رُؤْيَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَحْيٍ. The dream of the prophets is a divine revelation from Allah. So it was wahi. It was as if he had directly received the commandment from Allah. So he came to his son, understanding what a sensitive request it was. So what does he tell his son? He had all the right to just take his son without telling the son and have him slaughtered. But that is not the approach that he had used. I mean, think of what Allah is asking from him and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demanding from this young boy. So he comes up to his son and he says, فَنْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Consider what I am telling you. What do you think? What do you think about this proposal? What do you think? Imagine today if that 13-year-old boy was asked, let alone being slaughtered. But sometimes it is just a simple request, a small request, and the reaction that you get, you are sometimes so afraid of that reaction that you do not even make the request to the child. You are so afraid before even asking the question or proposing something, you fear and you are afraid of what type of reaction you will receive from the child. So he proposed this to his child, and we learn from this also the importance of communicating with the child. What he's doing here, he is communicating with his young child. He did not just come to him and force something onto him. That listen, this is what you must do and this is what we have to do and let's move on. Not asking him what he feels, how he feels, what is his opinion, no form of communication whatsoever. The importance of communication. So he asked his child, he was comfortable communicating with the child. The child was comfortable communicating with the father. And that's the space that we must create. That space between parent and child, where the child feels comfortable. Obviously, they are not going to tell you everything, and you are not going to tell them everything, but there must be that space that you have created for the child, where the child feels comfortable to come into that space and communicate, especially with the father. فَانْظُرْ مَعْضَ تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Now look at the response. Every father would like this type of a response and this sort of a reaction. He said, "Oh my father, do as you have been commanded. Do as you have been commanded." Now look at the response. One is the father had communicated with the child. One is he had included the child in the decision-making process. The father, he didn't exclude the child from the decision-making process. You are part of the process, so your opinion and what you feel is very, very important because it affects you directly. And look at the child's reaction, how the child had reacted. The reaction that every parent would love to experience when they propose something to the child. He immediately said, "Oh my father, you do as you have been commanded. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. If Allah wills, you will certainly find me from amongst those who will patiently endure. I will make sabr, whatever the difficulty may be." And we learn from this also, what prompted this type of a reaction is the tarbiyah and the upbringing that the child was given. If the child is given the correct upbringing, and the child is given the correct tarbiyah, then this is the type of response you will get from the child. Sometimes we do not get the desired response from the child. Why? Because the necessary training, was not provided to the child. So now we are demanding something from the child, and the child does not react in a way that is pleasing to us because of our failure to ensure that we had given proper tarbiyah, proper upbringing, proper nurturing, and proper training to the child to get this type of a response. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it was some episode. It was really something great. It was something that the world came to a standstill for at the moment when both of them had submitted and surrendered to the will of Allah. Imagine the father who is of advanced age, and here he has his young child, 13 years old, and aslama, he surrendered, they both of them surrendered to the command of Allah. This is true submission to the will of Allah. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he laid him down on his jabeen. He laid him down on his forehead. So look at that moment. Can you imagine? He's laying down his son, he's got the knife, he's about to slaughter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he laid him down on his forehead. Now jabeen actually refers to the side of the forehead. The center of the forehead is called jabha. Allah says, he laid him down on the side. So it means, according to some mufassirin, he first laid him down while he was looking upwards. Now imagine slaughtering your own child while you are looking and staring him in his eyes, and he is staring you in his eyes. So Ibrahim alayhi salam initially tried to cut and tried to slaughter, but he couldn't. So Ismail alayhi salam, the child himself, said, "Oh my father, turn me to the side. Perhaps it is because of our gazes that are meeting that it is becoming difficult for you to cut." The son, the request made from the son, turn me to the side and then cut. So Ibrahim alayhi salam listened to his son, and acting according to the advice of his son, he says, وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he turned him and laid him down on his forehead or on his side. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, at that point we called out, "Oh Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا You have certainly made the dream come true. You have certainly made the dream come true. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ This is how we reward the good doers. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this test that Ibrahim alayhi salam had successfully passed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this test بَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ A clear and a manifest, a very, very great test that Ibrahim alayhi salam had to encounter him. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah says, we ransomed him. We ransomed Ismail with a great sacrifice. That is that ram that was sent down, the ram with which Jibreel alayhi salam had come down from Jannah, and he was told to slaughter that ram instead of Ismail. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have left behind for Ibrahim alayhi salam a word of praise. Let alone a word of praise. But that action of Ibrahim alayhi salam is commemorated by millions of Muslims throughout the world every year. Every year when we are sacrificing millions and billions of animals around the world, it is to commemorate this action and this great, great deed that Ibrahim alayhi salam had successfully accomplished thousands of years ago. How great a deed it must have been. How beloved a deed it must have been that today, right up to the day of Qiyamah, and even before the coming of Islam, this deed of sacrificial offerings in the form of animals for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was carried out acting upon the practice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have left behind for him. In those who are coming after him, we have left behind for him a word of praise. What was the word of praise? Salamun ala Ibrahim. Peace be upon Ibrahim. So here also, whenever we take the name of Ibrahim, what do we say? Alayhi salam. Alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is something that we have allowed to remain in the world. It's a miracle. You find that it will continue right up to the day of Qiyamah. When his name is taken, by whoever the name is taken, we say Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is what Allah had willed for him. And that is why we should always praise him with this dua, that we say peace and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously descend upon him. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah says, this is how we reward the good doers. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Certainly, he was from our believing slaves. وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave him the good news of another son, who was Ishaq alayhi salam. After that, Allah allowed Sarah. Sarah, who could not fall pregnant, eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed her to conceive. So when she conceived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed her to give birth to another son. Well, it was her first child, a second son for Ibrahim alayhi salam, whose name was Ishaq. Allah says, نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He was a prophet from amongst the righteous ones. وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى إِسْحَاقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had placed blessings upon him. We had blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam, and along with Ibrahim alayhi salam, his son Ishaq. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا. Allah says, from their progeny, from the progeny of Ibrahim and from the progeny of Ishaq, Muhsin wa zalimun li nafsihi mubin, is the one who will do good, the one who will strive with excellence, and the one who will be unjust to his own self, a clear, manifest, unjust one who will create oppression and wrongdoing against himself by being disobedient to Allah. May Allah grant us